WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon-coming king awaits. This is a WATB disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. Hello, Bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Welcome, my friends, to the Texas Power Hour with Pastor Carolyn Sism and friends. This radio show is an outreach ministry of Eastgate Ministries in Katy, Texas. Experience the power. Experience the glory with Pastor Carolyn Sism.
Through some tough things this week too. And I determine and you see what you can get out of God's peace, what you've been in it, you always know how to get back. Because you know what, okay, once you've been in the peace of God, I'm talking about a realm of the spirit. Once you've been in the peace of God, you know when you fall out of it. You're not in there. You're not in that realm. But you will know how to get back in it. When John the Baptist was born, his father, the prophet Zechariah, prophesied to his son and sealed the prophetic destiny of John, which had been declared by an angel. An angel declared his prophetic destiny. And then Zechariah came along and he prophesied and sealed it. The Bible says he grew in grace through the example of Elizabeth and Zechariah, who were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. The church has lost this. If Zechariah and Elizabeth could walk in this realm, then that means with the Holy Ghost and with the Spirit of God and with all the Bibles that we have and with all the gifts that God has given the church, that you and I can walk in this realm. The mantle of the prophet and the spirit and power of Elijah rested upon John to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared Lord. John was anointed and sealed to turn the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. A spiritual subset formed around him. They are called a people prepared for the Lord. In John's ministry of preparing a people to receive the Lord Jesus and their salvation, Zechariah prophesied we would be delivered. This was in his prophecy. He says we will be delivered from our enemies, receive mercy from God, have justification by faith, peace with God, holiness and righteousness, reconciliation to God, light and guidance. One of today's greatest needs is for the church to gain ascendancy and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. In many different ways, this is what we're doing at Eastgate. We're bringing the people into maturity, overcomers. Mm-hmm. Show that you can be an overcomer. You can walk in righteousness. You can live in righteousness. You can, no matter what the devil brings at you in life, no matter what he throws at you, you can walk into that realm of kingdom. Just as John was both the product of prophetic utterance and human obedience, so is Jesus. Man's destiny required Jesus to be a man of righteousness. Church, you have manifest destiny. God has called you to manifest destiny. In Jeremiah 23:5-6, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. The past 30 years, the Lord has restored to the church personal prophetic works. Maybe longer for some of you. I only got into the prophetic revelation movement in, the mid-1990s. The Lord began to pull me, kind of get strong on me. But in the early day, even in Pentecostal churches where there was prophecy, you could only have two or three people prophesy to. They understood that scripture to mean that only two or three could be prophesied to. What that means is only two or three need to be prophesied.
Amen.
But if you got more than two or three prophesying, you have total confusion.
Yes.
Just saying. God won that, though. So for me, in the past 30 years, the Lord has restored to the church personal prophetic words, declaring to many of us your kingdom destiny, your purpose, and he's given them missions to prepare the church to be overcomers, living in the rest and peace of God, and to be the righteous church triumphant, body, growing through. Today, I'm talking about the church. We're coming into a time when God raises up anything, he will judge it. Mm-hmm. Yes. You put your marriage together, he judges it. He raises up your children, he raises up a church, he raises up ministries. He's going to prune you, he's going to see. He knows what's in you, and he's just going to prune you so you know what's in you. Okay, but I have taken note lately that when the church has become so spoiled to personal prophecies, if prophecies do not agree with personal ambitions and our prayer request for success and prosperity, many people discard and disobey the prophetic word.
Amen.
Okay, but we have to know when it's a true prophet and a false prophet. We have to know if it's a true word or if it's someone trying to manipulate. The Lord will soon cease to speak through prophets to those who insist on their own way and will not humble themselves to the will of God in his way. He will not only cease to speak, he will send to these people false prophets who will prophesy to their itching ears.
Yes.
This angers me, the Lord of the Lord. We have been so blessed. See, in the early part of my life, we didn't get prophetic words. And God released the prophetic revelation movement. Okay, we're coming to a time now where God is saying, enough. I have spoken to you through my prophets. You have the word of the Lord. I have sent you preachers. You have all the gifts of the Spirit operating in your midst. You have not done what I told you to do. I'm not talking about East Gate. I'm talking about people out there on the internet. I'm preaching to the people on the internet. We never did preach to East Gate.
Right.
We have sweet, precious saints here. Okay, it's a serious time, church. You can't even look around the earth and not know that it's not a serious time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I gave a word Wednesday night prayer. Joanne brought up the subject. She says, I'm wondering which nations will come in and put their embassies in Israel. And out of my mouth, wrote, it will be a separation of the sheep and goat nations.
Amen.
The sheep nations will put their embassy in Israel and the goat nations.
Right.
Okay, it's a serious time, church. And he will send to these people who will not obey the word of the Lord, and they try to, well, I just weasel around it and get my own way. You've been weaseling long enough. There is no more weaseling with God.
Amen.
He will send to these people false prophets who will prophesy to their itching ears. These who will not obey will miss their destiny and kingdom assignment until they repent. When our kingdom assignment is prophesied by a true prophet and confirmed by angels, then there must be human obedience. There must be. How can we, church, sit with all that we have poured out upon us that is so rich and go on about our merry way doing what it is we want to do? Like Mary, be it unto me according to your word. And when the Lord calls you and asks you to do something, it's going to cost you something.
Yes.
It's going to cost you the comfortable place where you are right then. But let me tell you, that cost is nothing compared to the glory and awesomeness of following holy after you. Gabriel was the announcing angel who heralded the divinely appointed day of Jesus' birth, which was sealed by God from the beginning. Jesus was born at a sealed time of God on a sealed day. He will be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and in his kingdom there shall be no end. Later, it was confirmed that yes, Mary had heard. She had heard what the angel Gabriel said to her. And she had received it, but there was something else Elizabeth said. She also believed. Luke 1:45. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of these things which were told her from the Lord.
Amen.
Do you believe what God has told you?
Yes.
Do you believe the word of God?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that he's going to raise up a church triumph that finally broken through?
Yes.
Do you believe that all the promises that have been given unto you that will come to pass?
Amen.
If you believe.
Amen.
Gabriel appeared to Mary, spoke to her that she was chosen to bring forth the Son of God. Okay, the angel spoke to Mary, and then Elizabeth sealed it with the prophecy. But in order for those words to be performed, it was necessary for her to believe. How many prophecies, church, have you received in the last 30 years that you have not believed? It didn't line up. Let's say you were praying for God to give you a great ministry. You'll be on a platform, you'll be on stage, and you're going to be famous. And God came to you and told you to go start a mission somewhere where God never knew you would never see me again. People miss God. Mm-hmm. God doesn't tell them what they want to hear.
That's right.
You're praying, and you're asking God to give you this to make you rich. And God says, I'm going to take you through a breaking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take you through a breaking. And then I'll make you rich.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, oh, come back, God. I'll go my way. Promises of God, and I tell God, they'll pay me this week, and it's honestly that he does. The promise of God and the performances of his promises are contingent on believing his word. Peace with God and peace in every area of our life is part of their inheritance and heir to salvation. This means no worry zone. I said no worry zone. Church, worrying is a sin. This means no fear zone. Whatever you're afraid of, you don't have faith for. No anxiety. No doubt. No unbelief.
Amen.
As Christians, when we face the trials and tribulations in the world system, and the Bible says we will, through faith, we have this peace that we will have provision, we're healed, we will fulfill our kingdom assignment, our children will be delivered. Okay, let's say you have a child of promise. I have two of them. God told me that. Okay, when they turn teenagers, all hell broke loose. Okay? But I'm watching those two kids come, two adult ladies, come forth as who God said they were going to be. Mm-hmm. Now, I tried to work it out. I figured if I raised them in a Christian church, raised them in a Christian home, taught them God's way, I could keep them from being proven and tested. Put them in a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
God says no.
Yes,
sir. He says, I've come for them. He told me that. When one of them turned 15. Today I have come for them. When the multitude of heavenly hosts appeared to the shepherds praising God, their song was glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. Through Jesus Christ, God made a way that we could enter into his rest. We receive this peace, rest, through faith and our confidence in God. Today you can hear his voice. Do not harden your hearts as the Israelites did in the wilderness. The Lord was grieved with that generation, saying they do always err in their heart and they have not known my way. People of God, do you want to be a generation that God is grieved with? Look at our generation. Pornography, lust, corruption. It's on our televisions. It's happening at high levels of our government. We have to know that God's judgment is on the earth. The television pundits don't know what to do with all this. They're getting judged too. I don't want to be part of the generation that Jesus was grieved with. And church, we just can't go around and not believe God. So in the Lord's wrath, they did not enter the peace of God. Anyone today having an evil heart of unbelief and departs from the living God will not enter in. Those who will not enter into the rest and peace of God, it will be because of unbelief.
Amen.
The Bible says.
Amen.
When we receive the word of the Lord, it must be mixed with faith. We have faith, then we will please God, and our lives will not stop short of the glory of God. We were reading this book on Sunday night at my house about the my time in heaven. This man died, he was in heaven for 8 hours, and he just tells glorious things about heaven. People, we can't stop short of the glory of God. On earth, as it is in heaven. There will be a generation on the earth which will again do mighty exploits. I hope I'll let you see it. The Almighty is known for his exploits, so must his people be known. This God kind of faith, obedience, holiness, and righteous faith becomes faith which overcomes the world. Something America did right. Because the judgment of God is the love of God. America's being judged right now. The judgment of God is in America. And we're watching it unfold on our television screens. The judgment of God is the best thing that can happen to an unrighteous person because it will bring you into righteousness.
Amen.
Jesus proclaimed the prophetic seal and his life is complete when he spoke to the Nazareth synagogue. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, so set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Amen.
When Jesus was born, the year Jubilee in Israel ended. He became the Jubilee. Jesus Christ became the Jubilee. That's what he's on. Any paper I send now, I put on there the year of the Lord. Every year since he was born, I preach. I proclaim it on your papers that you get from me. I proclaim it and I preach the acceptable year of the Lord. 2018 will be an acceptable year of the Lord. 2017 was an acceptable year of the Lord. 2017 was a rough year. We went through hard things. But you still got a roof over your head. You still have food on your table. You're still walking around.
Yes.
Amen.
And we're still proclaiming God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Perfection and obedience is a description of the Christian, as a description of the Christian life that's long since been abandoned and reduced to a theology. I posted something about righteousness last week, and somebody came back to me and he said, there's none righteous, no, not one, not even you, Carolyn. None of this thing touches me. Humanism has excused itself from the race to perfection, and has been joined by its folly-driven congregations. Jesus gave his church the power to loose leopards, heal crippled men and the blind, and we've lost it. We have been given the power to bind away our own sins and weaknesses. We don't have, I'm just barely making it. Maybe one more day, I'm just barely making it. No, God has given you the power within you to bind away whatever is coming at you.
Yes.
Paul stated that he had effectively sealed away the things of the past. He could see them, but they did not move him. And they no longer had power over him.
Amen.
That's the reason why we don't go around bragging about how bad we were. And what, how God had to stretch himself to deliver us.
Yes.
Some of the greatest powers brought forth by the righteous blood of Jesus lie undervalued and unused in this generation. The kingdom of God does not come with observation. The kingdom of God is within us.
Mm-hmm.
We are not of this world. Jesus said he did not come bring peace to the work, to the earth, but a sword.
Amen.
Amen.
He said he did not come to bring peace to the earth, but a sword. He's talking about the realm of the world system.
Amen.
He came to bring his sword to the realm of the world system.
Mm-hmm.
But to those who are living in the realm of the kingdom of God, you're living in righteousness, peace, and joy. You are to become the sword. You are to become the sword of God that cuts through the world system with boldness and courage.
Yes.
The righteousness of Jesus Christ has delivered us from the law of sin and death. It has been prophesied by prophets and angels. Yes, we must believe we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Going to Romans 4. Paul said it clearly. Starting with verse 10, you read that whole chapter. I'm probably going to start on Romans again.
Awesome.
I think I'll do that. We know it's been about 10, 15 years, I think, since I taught at least 10. We know under the law, I didn't say under the law. There is none righteous, no, not one.
Under the law.
It doesn't say under the book.
Right.
It doesn't say under the kingdom of God. It doesn't say under the righteousness of God. It says under the law. There is no one righteous, no, not one. And we throw that at each other, you know, when we want to mess up. There is none that understands well under the law. There is none that seek after God under the law.
Amen.
They have all gone out of the way under the law. They have together become unprofitable under the law. And there is none that does good, no, not one, under the law. And the way of peace they have not known under the law. But now, what is now? That the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
Jesus establishing his kingdom on earth. You living and walking in the realm of the kingdom of heaven. You living and walking in the realm of the kingdom of God that Jesus came on earth to establish on the earth. But now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Sealed.
Yes.
It's been sealed, church.
Yes.
Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, to all and all them believe. I don't want anyone going around here saying anymore that they can't walk in their righteousness. When you're in Christ Jesus, you're it. For there is no difference. For all that sin to come short of the glory of God. And move to verse 24. But we, being justified freely by His grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of sin that are past.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Glory.
Church, we're living below what God intended for us to live.
Yes.
Jesus practiced an extreme form of righteousness. It is that extreme righteousness that He taught His followers and pressed upon them. Repeatedly, He warned His disciples and followers, for I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. What are we talking about? We're talking about the kingdom of God. We're studying about the kingdom of heaven on Sunday night. We're seeing a visual picture of the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But church, we can walk in the realm of the kingdom of heaven on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
And the Pharisees produced the largest number of theologically sound Torah believers in their day. They tied down to the last resource. They gave themselves to fasting and prayer and ceremonial purity. Their definition of righteousness extended beyond the law. They believed in angels, demons, healing, and sacrifice. Family was important to them, and they kept the Ten Commandments. They memorized scripture and could quote all the first five books of the Bible. They prided themselves that they were sons and daughters of Abraham. David was their king of kings, and they danced before the Lord and gave praise and prayer. Jesus said, "Your righteousness is going to have to exceed this, or you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." They reasoned their authority on their lineage to Abraham. And while Jesus based His authority on His lineage to one greater than Abraham, Jesus embodied righteousness through faith. They did not. Oh, church, God has given to you this awesome visitation through His Son, Jesus Christ, that you could live in the righteousness of God. You can live on earth in His kingdom, in that awesome realm of joy, peace, and righteousness all the days of your life. The righteousness they expressed was not my faith. Aramaic faith looks for a city whose builder and maker was God, a place to dwell. It identified with the people of God and looked for a city with foundations, not made by man. Righteousness expressed by the scribes and Pharisees could never find its way to a kingdom not made by man. And just as our righteousness is in the realm of the kingdom of God, so is our peace and joy. If Satan can steal your peace, he can steal your joy. He will attack you.
Yeah.
He will come at you. In this world, you will have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. Who is this? Jesus Christ, has overcome the world. He came not to the earth to bring peace, earth being the realm of the cosmos, but to bring His sword, but to take you. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Paul started his letters with salutation: "Grace be to you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ." I pray the peace of God will flood your minds and hearts through Christ Jesus. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Okay, so when confusion Where is it coming from? It's coming from the earth system. It's coming from the satanic attack. It may be coming from your flesh. Now don't confuse your flesh and Satan. There's three voices. Whichever one you follow will be the path that you go up. There's the voice of God, the voice of your flesh, and the voice of Satan. The voice of God will cost you your flesh. May the God of peace bless you, your families, and loved ones this Christmas season. With the visitation and the spread of grace from faith to believe as Mary did. Anyone who makes trouble in your life is a troubled person.
Yes.
Okay? Now God has given us the grace in the kingdom of God to not get in the midst of the chaos, to not be in the confusion, to not go and get in the middle of the mud hole. Okay? If they're in a mud hole, don't go in there and try to grab them out. They have to come out of the mud hole on their own. I don't know who I'm talking to. If they're in a mud hole, you can't pull them out. You'll get mud on you. If you get the mud hole. So, God is saying to the church, I believe today, that He has given unto you His peace. And when they see that, there's somebody here I'm talking to. And when they see that they can't pull you into their mud hole, see, that's the way they've been controlling you for years, is with their mud hole. Because you love them. And they see they can't pull you in, and you're going to stay in your realm of peace, and they're going to come out of their mud hole, and they're going to come to you for what you have.
Amen.
If you go get in the mud hole with them, they'll never come out.
Amen.
God brings families together at Christmas. Satan's job is to try to destroy the family. He can destroy the family, he can destroy the church. This is his plan. Destroy marriage. Destroy the seal of marriage that is between the man and a woman. That God's seal that he put on marriage is between a man and a woman. The attack is on the family.
Mm-hmm.
The attack on the family at Christmas time is an attack on the church.
Amen.
But God has called you to rise above it. Now I need to know how to pray. What the Lord would have me to pray. Do you see Jesus Christ when He came? The Word of God said, and it is sealed by prophets and angels. He came and gave you peace. world doesn't have it. There is chaos and confusion before your eyes.